So you mentioned that really your first contact with the Leighton Leytonstone area was that you got offered an Acme house there.
Yeah.
When was that?
Must have been 1984 or 85 probably.
Can you remember what road that was in?
I think it was Dyer's Hall Road, I have a feeling. But I got, Roger said to me I was living in Birmingham at the time, and I had to take the house or not, and move in within a week because it was that kind of quick, and I couldn't do it, so they said, okay, we'll leave it. We'll probably there'll be another house coming up because I was on the waiting list.
Right.
So in the end, I got offered a house in Bow, which I took, but at the time, you know, I was very close, you know, to actually being there as well.
That's interesting. And do you remember what condition that house was in?
I have no memory at all. I vaguely remember going there and looking at it.
Yeah.
But I have no memory really of what it
what it was like. Yeah. When you applied to Acme, was there like an application form and slides, or how did you contact them and get on their list? Can you remember?
I haven't got a clue actually. I don't remember. I mean, I knew Roger and David and Jonathan because of the Acme gallery they had, you know, in Shelton Street in Covent Garden. And so I really can't remember now how I got on the list. I think I just simply wrote to them, I think, or phoned them, and, you know. And Mikey was there too, I think. Mikey Cull and
Mickey Kitty.
Yeah,
Mickey. Because when you sort of turned down this house in Leytonstone, up in Dyer's Hall Road, did you have to wait very long? Can you remember for your next offer?
I think it was like a month and a half, 2 months.
That's really quick.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when did you move into that house in Bow then?
It must be November, because I remember it being very cold. I remember it took two trips in a transit van at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And it was a horrendous kind of situation to kind of be, you know, moving out of one place without any money and whatever it was. And we just hired a transit. And then the second time, actually, we also hired a man with a van from Birmingham to come down with it. This was one trip. I went to Birmingham about a year and a half earlier with enough stuff to fill a car, and came back with a Luton van and two transit vans full of stuff.